Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Sukkah, daf Chav Dalet, and we are in Perek Lulav Va'arava, and we are on Chav Beis Mabez, on the Oz V'Hadar, and we are discussing the Arava, the mitzvah of Arava. And the Gemara was wondering about the three different questions. Rabbi Zeira asked Rav Daniel Bered de Rav Katina. He said, did you hear anything from your father about these three questions? Teuna bracha, does Arava need a bracha? Is there a special bracha on this mitzvah is it Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebechzav? Or we had the machlokas about what the source is, whether it's Arve, whether it's Alachmash B'Sinai. Vini tell us Bifnei Atzma. And is it nital bifnei atzma? Do you take it with nothing else in one's hands? What does that mean? Nital bifnei atzma. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hey, nital bifnei atzma. Dafka. Do you take it separately in your hand? Ki hechi to show de lehevi hochacha de l'shei mitzvah arava notla. You take it separately to show that this is a separate, independent, significant mitzvah. Do you take it just the arava in your hand, nothing else? Oh, yotzi de chovaso ba arava shebelulav. Or no. You're yotzi with the arav and the lulav. Doesn't have to be bifnei. It could wear two hats. The arav and the lulav could be wear the hat of one of the dalan minim, and also the mitzvah of arava. Ukigon da agbe elashem lulav v'hadar agbe elashem arava. How would that work? So Chagadevsky says you pick up your lulav and you know your yotzi mitzvah lulav. Then you put it down. You pick it up again. And you have in mind, oh, the arava in here. I'm going to do that. So are you allowed to do that? That's the Gemara's question here. So you say, Tuuna bracha. Do you need a bracha? He tells Bevrei Atzma, V'yesh l'shir. And is there a minimum shear, minimum size for the Arava? Right? All these are basically asking, how significant is this din? So the Gemara, so he says, did you hear from your father, Rav Katina, any of these, answers? So asa Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagri, B'shem Rav Huna, V'yamar, Taima. And he said the following, Tuuna bracha. Needs a bracha. We don't make a bracha on it. Batuna bracha, v'nital bifnei atzma. We generally do that. It's nital bifnei atzma, meaning you cannot just pick up your lulav once and pick up your lulav twice, right? You don't do that. V'yesh l'shir lo shamati, but I didn't hear whether it has a size. There is, if you look in Rabbeinu Yehonasan, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yehonasan Milunel says V'yafal gav de'in adam v'nitalas bifnei atzma. So he says v'yafal gav de'in adam yotzi chovaso v'arava shebelulav. And even though you can't use the arava and the lulav to be yotzei, it's truch lemisni. But still, it has to say v'nitalas bifnei atzma l'meute sha'afilu yoch yitol lulav shnei pamim. Right? Even if you take the lulav twice, you pick it up once for lulav, and the second you pick it up for arava, still that you're not allowed to do that. T'kaimel on de'in tzarach eged v'afilu zebifnei atzma yotzi chovaso lulav v'ahava mina. Sheyetze bechada netila mishem arava, right? Because you might think you could just double dip kamash balan. You cannot do it. Ein adam yosi dechavasu b'arava shebelulav. She's lena pam acheres b'fnei atzma, right? So that does not work. You should have a separate one, right? So that, and that's what the Gemara answers here. And he tells b'fnei atzma teuna bracha, but yesh lo shir that he wasn't sure. That's if you look in the Shulchan Aruch. Tough, reish, well, I'll just do the next one for a second. The next line. Taman, but even though he didn't have an answer, but Taman Amrin, but we said there, Rabbi Sheshes, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yaakov, Chadam Ashlosh Abadi Allah, one says three branches. V'charana Afilu Bad Echad. Even just one, even one branch, Bad Echad, that is, enough. That is, what do you mean? One, says the Karban Eda, V'chiyabrin La'el, we said earlier, Shetei Arava Gimel Tfachim, right? We said the Arava, the minimum size for Arava and Hadas 3 Tfachim, and then the Lulav has to be one extra. That's for the Arava in the Lulav. Aval Arava Shayim Akifin Ba Bifnei Atzma Kol Dehu Sagi. But this Arava, that is not part of the Dalan Minim, but it's part, just a separate mitzvah, again, whether Al-Khashmi Sinai or alluded to in Arve, that's Bifnei Atzma. Period. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Samach Dalad, Tav Reish Samach Dalad Sifhei, right, this is where, that's Leil Hoshana Rabbah, Seder Yom Hoshana Rabbah. That's Tavrei Samach Dalet. One Siman tells all about Hoshana Rabbah Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh. Hoshana Rabbah is arguably one of the most confusing davenings of the whole year. Right, the weekday and Shabbos and Tune of Yantif and Mizrach Lasoda and No Nishmas. Right, so it's a hybrid for sure. So biyom shvi shu oshana rabba nogim laharbos bimizmorim kmo biyantif. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The minhag has to be marbe bimizmorim. The Rama says right away, ve'enom rim nishmas v'obrim mizmor lasoda. V'obrim ein kamochu shma yisrael kmo biyantif. V'obrim kadosh lachar tzilas most of benigun yantif. V'chulu, and he continues by the unusual halachas of Hoshana Rabbah. V'notlim arava biyom zeh milvan arava shebelulav. Right, what do? We take an arava, separate from the arava in our lulav. Why? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Zeichel HaMikdash, Shenetilas Arava HaYasham, Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Right, it's Halacha MiSinai to take one separately. And what is that? Uvekach HaYimitzvah, and it describes the whole 7 days. You go around the Mizbeach with the aravos, and on this day you go around 7 times. The chulu, lachilu tikru lenat lo kol shiva kamo b'lulav. Why isn't there a zechel mikdash? If there's a zechel mikdash, we didn't discuss this yet. Important comment the Gemara talks about in the Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin zechel mikdash to remember what they used to do in the base of mikdash. They took the lulav every day. So why don't we make a zechel mikdash for arava? Take the arava every day. That was also every day in the base of mikdash. So, de lulav, lo tiknu lo not lo b'kol shiva kamo b'lulav, de lulav islay ikr min ha-Torah, de yom rishon hu min ha-Torah af b'gvulin. Because there's a din daraisa to take a lulav everywhere. So there's a daraisa everywhere that it kind of like could anchor the zecher l'mikdash. Avdina le zecher l'mikdash. Arava de lusla ikr min ha-Torah b'gvulin. But there's no such thing as arava outside the base of mikdash. Lulav is outside the base of mikdash, so we expand it. But arava there is none. Dai shenevid la zechel mikdash liyom echad. That's the Bavli. V'kavu yom shvila arava yosem yom acher. Why the 7 day? Because that has the higher level. That's the day they went out around 7 days. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. You take that arava bifnei atzma ve'in mevarchen aleha. But there's no bracha. Right against what our Gemara says here. Why? Because it is minag neviim. We don't say vitzivanu. Yesh mi sha'omer sha'af biyom zeh makivim b'lul v'lo b'arava v'lo nago kein el ha'kev bo gam b'arava. Shir avazu, afilo ala echad, bibad echad. What's the shir? Even one branch with one little blossom on it. But it's a very, low. Rama, miyu, michuarhu lios ala echad, bibad echad. But it's ugly. I mean, come on, that's what you do for the hitter, that's what you do for your use for your arava? One, nebuch kind of arava? No, get a nice one. Alke nagu lasos haoshanas yafim, mishum, zekeli vianveyu. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. We try to do Zekeli Vianveyu. And so there are different minhagim. There's more quotes, either three or five. I think most people nowadays do five together. But Tov Lechadchila Shiyakol Panim Shlosha Baden U'B'Shem Ha'ari Kasu Chamisha Baden. That's the Mishnah Berurah here, how much is used. And what do we do? Shulchan Aruch says, V'choved Ba Ala Karka O Ala Kli Pamayim U'Shalosh, you bang it. V'yesh Omer and the Rama says circle and aneabo. We'll get to that. Machlokas Rambam Rashi. Rambam says bang. Rashi says wave. V'nagu laso shtehen. V'naneba v'achar kachov terosah. Not everybody knows this Rama. The Rama says first wave it. First wave the arava like you do the lulav. You all do right beforehand, and then afterwards you bang it. V'ena nitalas ela bifnei atzma. So it's only Shulchan Aruch. Our issues. Shelo yogo davar acher ima. You don't put anything else with it to show that it is a mitzvah itself. Avol meish biyado davar acher. Ein lachish. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ein adam yodei chavasa b'arava shebelulav. Afilu higbi oso shtei pa'amim. You're not yosi, you're zeichel amikdash. If you have, you know, you want to save, you know, it's such a pain to go buy aravas. I'll just take the arava after out of my lulav and I'll use it. One shouldn't do that. Even if you pick it up twice. El echad l'shem lulav, echad l'shem arava. V'yesh omrim sheyotzi ba. Yesh omrim. Okay, this is a lot. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama continues about our minhag of banking. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara now, Tini, Ubaale Mumin. Now we're going back to what was done in the base of Migdash. Right, we know the Lulav was carried around the Mizbeach. Who had to do that? Says the Gemara, Bali Mumim could do it. Bali Mum Kohanim could walk around the Mizbeach with these Aravas. Right, you kind of a little bit, you feel bad for them. They can't do the Avodah, so whatever you could give them, you know, they're going to spend their whole day just getting worms out of the wood. You know, they're matli in the wood, so give him something, whatever you can. So, Tani Bali Mumin. Rav Shimon Lakesh Boi Kumi Rav Yochanan. Bali Mumin Nechalasa Medi Ulam LaMizbeach. Is that allowed? We know the Mishnah is describing Kalim, the different levels of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. And between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, meaning on the west side of the Mizbeach, that had higher Kedusha than the east side of the Mizbeach. because that was closer to the Ulam and the Kodesh Kodashim. So is a Baal Mum allowed to go there? Right? He's going around. You have to, if you're going around the Holy Mizbech, you're going to be on the west side. So is a Baal Mum allowed to go there? So Amar Lei, Ksheirim Hayu. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, Ksheirim. What does that mean? For this halacha, they're considered kasher. Meaning, yeah, you don't need Baal Mum. And this is a tzarech. Ksheirim Hayu, they're considered kosher for this, and therefore, it is not a problem. So that's how one way to understand the Bekarbonet, the quotes. You might read this answer as Ksheirim Hayu. Okay, you're right. Ksheirim only. No, but Rishon Iker, the Bekarbonet, said I like to have my first shot, which is, it's okay. Going Baal Mum is considered kosher in this regard. Why? Many, if you look in the Machlokas, Rambam Ramban. So the Ramban suggests, and this is also quoted in Tosfos a little bit on Daf Mem Dalet, the Isser, the levels of Kedusha, let's say, Beina Ulam Ala Mizbeach, according to Rov Rishonin, that's a Dinder Rabbanan. Right? The levels of, the Milus HaKedusha, of the different levels, right? You have a Dinder Raisa of outside the Beis HaMikdash and Har HaBayis, and then a Kodesh Kadat, right? There is Machane, what are the three levels? Machane, Shechina, Machane Leviya, and Machane Yisrael. That's in the Torah. But all the 10 levels. So if you say it's an Issur Darabanan to be there, so the Rabbanan could be flexible in terms of allowing Baal Mum in here. So look at the Rambam Ramban and Mitzvahs Losasei Samachtes. Says the Rambam. What's Mitzvah? Rambam counts. Mitzvahs Losasei 69. Shehizir Kohen Baal Mum Mehikanis Lehechal Bichlalo. Right, the Baal Mum cannot go into the Heichal. Rotsa Lomar, including Hamizbeach, Ubeina Ulam Hamizbeach, via Ulam, via Heichal. So the Rambam counts it as an Issa Daraisa. To go Bein Ulam Hamizbeach is an Issa Daraisa for a Baal Mum to go there. So if it's Issa Daraisa, so that's a little tricky. So what would you say here? How would he be able to do this? So maybe the Rambam understands the other way. Ksheirim, you're right. Ksheirim. But the Ramban says, no, these are all Drabanan. This is the Ramban's Hasagas on the Rambam. It's a Milo Drabanan. I'll prove it to you, says the Ramban. Look at Gemara Mesechas Sukkah. The Kfar Omru, Gemara Besukkah, Kohanim Bali Mumin, Nechnasim Bin Ulam Lamizbeach, De Lotzis Barava. Shehitirulahem Isser Knisa, Shele Devrayim, Misha Mitzvah Sarava. It's a Drabanan. If that's Daraisa, you're going to allow Bali Mumin? And we learned, as we know, the end of Erevin. Let's say the best handyman is a Yisrael. And so there was a tile that's fallen down in the Kodesh Kodashim. So he goes in, if that's the best person. So all of these, says the Ramban, are Isurei Durabanam. V'chein nira li omi l'shonam. Shalo asru alav ela hamakom hanikra bin ulam ha-mizbeach. Esther Mishtaim Amma with Nehechal, Aval Kenegan Mizbeach at Smosh, Loshim, Mishtaim Amma, Bezos Akonim, who, and therefore it wouldn't be, he goes, sounds that way in the Lashon as well. But this is the Machlokas Rambam and the Rambam. Back to the Rambam. The Rambam says this is all Daraisa. Vehu Hagbalas Hamakam Asr Lemni Kanisbo, Vechal Zman, Shi Kanis Echamim and Mizbeach Lefnim, Shalola Voda, Loka. Lola Voda. So this is not called Avoda, according to the Rambam. Unless the Rambam would say, that's the answer to the question. This isn't Avoda. Right? This is called, if you go in Minimum Mizbeach for no reason, but if you're going in for an Avoda, so maybe that would be. So either the Rambam says it's De'oraisa, and he passes like the other Girsa of Ksherim. I don't remember. I have to look up that Rambam, Nukhosukah. It's called Avoda, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. We can look at that Rambam, look it up in Perek Zion, just for one second. If the Rambam quotes, does he allow the Baal Mum in? B'chol yom yom ha'yim keep his mizbeach v'lovem b'yadeyam pam achas v'chulu. He said before the Kohanim do it. I don't remember if he said even Baal Mum in. I have to look that up. Okay. Anyway, we'll continue. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kedi Masnisa. Back to the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? Aniva something Hoshiana. So if you remember, the Bavli had the Girsos of Aniva Ho. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not the Girsos. But Kedi Masnisa, Aniva Hu Hoshiana. Aniva Hu Hoshiana. It's I and he. Which we said, what is that a remez to? That we're asking about Imo Anochi Mitzara. Hashem is with us. Hashem, save me and save you. and save you. Make sure, because when the Jews are in Saras, Hashem is in Saras. So Hashem, please save us. So again, this was said in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem wasn't begalus when we were in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Unless it's Bayesheni, and considered Bayesheni galus, because some say that it wasn't really a real Beis HaMikdash. There was no Aron, there was no Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Parshas Bo, where he talks about Bayesheni was not a full Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Yuma that says the five things that were missing. But Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Aniva Hu, so maybe that's the pshat. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Ulecha Lishuasa Lanu. We're going to have a number of psukim here that reflect the idea of Hashem with us in Saras. Ulecha, and to you, Lishuasa Lanu, to you, salvation for us. Lecha, we switch the letters around, Vadaya. To you, certainly, you are in Galus with us. Vadaya, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains. Vaday hu shetia lecha lishua. Right, it's explaining, don't think the word lecha is from the word halicha. Lecha means to you. To you. You are going to help us. Darsha riba serun geaya. Vahoshia Hashem es ahale Yehuda barishona. Hashem will save, but he could also switch around the nekudos of vahoshia vahi vasha. He will be saved. Meaning Hashem himself will be saved. He is with us. Daras Rav Zikai, ki ata teitzi mi kirya v'shachant basadeh. When you go into Galus, you'll go out of the city and live in the field. So v'shachant, we could also, there might be an Akrian exiv there, v'shchinasi basadeh. The shchina is in the sadeh. Chanan ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, another suggestion. Anochi Hashem alokecha asher hoseisicha meretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Right, Aseres HaDibros. Switch around the nekudos. Hotza aschaksiv. Took you out, meaning Hashem. Hashem out, meaning Hashem took Hashem out, so to speak, out of Mitzrayim. Right? The Rishonim discuss, the Ben Ezra on that pasuk. Why does it say, Ani Hashem Elokecha asher hoseisicha, not Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokecha asher baratiha shemayim va'aretz? So some say, so he suggests there, and others, that it's about the hashgacha, it's not about the bria. Right? And therefore, Meir Mitzrayim, also what we saw, but also might be alluding to this idea. Whenever we quote an idea like this, the Radvaz, the Tshuva of the Radvaz that says the gavus of the Torah is the fact that there are no nekudos in the Torah. Because if there were nekudos and vowels, then it would be limited, you know, what we're able to darshan. The fact that there are no nekudos allow us to darshan many different levels, like we have here. Good. There's so many, and there's a way that we read it, but there's a way that it's given over. That's one of the three reasons that we fast on Aser B'Teves, is because of the Septuagint on the 8th of Teves, right? The translation. Why was that so tragic? So explain the Mefarshim, because once you translate the Torah, so much is lost in translation. It's limiting. You can only have one understanding now because you've translated it. The words and the letters of the Torah themselves have infinite amounts of understanding. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'shem Rabbi Chia, Bar Ba, Darash Levi, Bar Sisi, Ben Arda, Vayiru, Es Elokei Yisrael, V'tachas, Raglav, K'maisel, L'vnesas, Hapir, U'kletzem, Ayim, L'tohar. Right, the vision that the Zakenim saw, they saw a vision of Elokei Yisrael, a vision of Hashem, what is it, whatever that means, and by his legs, Hashem doesn't have legs, some type of vision, they saw a sapphire brick, Livnas HaSapir. And then also, and they saw a purified heaven. So what was it? Did they see bricks with Hashem, which symbolizes Hashem is connected to the pain and the shibud of Klal Yisrael? Or did they see a gorgeous heaven? So the Gemara says, Zu achlo nigalu. They saw two visions. Before the Geula took place, it was Kamais Levnas HaSapir. Hashem kept the shibud of Bnei Yisrael close to him. Right, and that's why Kamais Levnas HaSapir. Ava Misha Nigalu, but once we were redeemed, Echan Darka Shalavani Linasim, wherever the brick was supposed to be put, it was put. Shami Nasuna, that's where it was put, meaning no more bricks, and Hashem was with us. So again, a remez that Hashem is with us in Galus. Good. Amar, there is, the Karban HaEidah here quotes that, even though, you know, we had before about Hotsei, where is the Lashon I was going to say, Vishachant and Ushchinasi, not all of these are exactly, Hotsei Sicha, it's on Hotsei Sicha, right? So Hotsei Sicha, the Gemara seemed to darshan it without the Yud later in the word, right? Hotsa Ascha. So the Karban HaEidah quotes, even though that's not based on our Mesorah, right? We have a yud. Chaser kiilu hotzias atzmo. Be'avagad the bzarn shalanu he malei matzinu kayotzi ba bashas has choleg. Sometimes we have different misoras about certain letters, says the Karban Eida. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, it lists off a bunch of times where we have, even in Rashi, look at the Rashi at the end of Parshas Noach. Remember Rashi at the end of Parshas Noach? Rashi quotes, right, we think we only have one Nun and Afuchin, right, in Baal Oscha. You look at Rashi at the end of Parshas Noach, the last Rashi, Vayamas Terach B'charan, what does Rashi quote there? Hanun Afucha. Rashi had a nun afucha in that word charan, the end. We don't have that. But Rashi, there's a little bit, some of the Misorah. Not that it's going to change any halacha. Right? That never, look at the Minchas Chinuch at the end, the last Minchas Chinuch, Taryag. He says, Chas Shalom. Any letters, right? You can say a letter was missing and we darshan halacha from letter, there was something lost in the Misorah. Only certain things that didn't have an effect on halacha, like a backwards nun or a forwards nun, says that. So, an example. It's different in the Misorah, the last line of Rashi in Noach, but here's another example. Amar Abrechya, Maisa, it doesn't say they saw Maisa live nasasapir. Maisa inksiv kan ella, kimaisa. What does that mean? Kimaisa. Then you just see the bricks. He v'cholar garliya shela. He v'chol prakmatiya shela. They saw every detail related to the bricks. They saw the, Hashem saw the straw and the cement, meaning Hashem saw and was cognizant of every little bit of our shibud, right? Not just the overall overarching idea, but he was Imo Anochi. Amar Amaisha Bavel Ksiv Kimara Evan Sapir. In Bavel, the Pasuk, when it refers to Bavel in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Kemar Evan Sapir, like a stone, a sapphire stone. Ubi Mitzrayim Siv, Ukemaisa Lenesa Sapir, like a brick, which is worse. Lalamedcha, says the Gemara here, Shekashem Sho Evan Kashem and Alavena, just like a stone is harder than a brick. Kach Shibuta Sho Bavel, Hayakashem Shibuta Sho Mitzrayim. Bavel was worse. Bavel was worse. And all the Mefarshim wonder, why in the world was Bavel worse? Bavel was worse. Mitzrayim, they threw us into the babies into the Yor. Why was Bavel worse? So all the Mefarshim try to suggest. One idea is that Bavel, we went from having the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzrayim, where'd we start? Okay, number one, it was bad, but it was the fall of where we had been and where we went to. Maybe that's what makes Mitzrayim not as bad as Bavel, number one. Number two, the other shot I saw, maybe in the Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim, one of the Mefarshim in the back, Mitzrayim, that wasn't because of any sins that we did, really. I mean, okay, it was the Mechiras Yosef, but it was already forecast. Bris Ben Abbasaram, that was part of making Klal Yisrael an Am. Bavel, that was because of us. That was because of us, and that's why it was Kasha, because that was a punishment. That was a punishment. Okay. Tni Bar Kapara. Achelon Yisrael Mimitzrayim Haisa Rishuma Berakia. Before the Galus, before the Geula, I should say, before the Geula from Mitzrayim, it was still marked in heaven. If sensitive, spiritually sensitive people can maybe still see the Mais Kemaisa Livnes HaSapir. It was still Livnes HaSapir. But Mishanigalu Olo Niris Berakia. But afterwards, it wasn't there anymore. Again, reflecting that Hashem was with us. My time, Ukeetz Hashemayim LaTowar Shmaya Kad Inu Nikikim Min Anonim. Like it was clean. It was clean from clouds. Okay. Tani b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Avodah Zarah Avra im Yisrael Bayam. There was an Avodah Zarah that went through Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, Chazal tell us Pesal Micha. Pesal Micha, right, that when they put the, he was the one that maybe after Moshe Rabbeinu threw the Shem Hashem into the Yor to be Ma'aleh Atzmus Yosef. So he jumped in to find that Shem Hashem and he used it for negative and illegal purposes. So maybe that's part of where Pesal Micha came from. One of the two tragic stories at the end of Sefer Shoftim. Pesal Micha and Pilegesh Begiva, which the Mefarshim say might not have happened there. It might have happened earlier. But it was put there just to, you had all the stories of the Shoftim, and then you have at the end, you have those two. So, but my time, how do you know that? My time, remember, in Yerushalmi always means, what's the source? Mipnei amcha asher padisa lecha mimisrayim goyim velohav. The goyim and its gods. That's a remez to the Avodah Zarah that went through. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'shalom. Im Omer Atkein, Im Seis Osas HaKodesh Chol. No, Chas v'shalom. You're taking that word, we'll go with this pshat, you're taking that word, Elo kav. It should be elokav, not elohav. Right? You're making that into cho without kedusha. L'may nafkamina, whether it's erasable. Right, whether it's erasable, explain the mafarshim. Right, you're making it with maybe a kavana. What kind of kavana you have to have? Matam alam asher padisa l'chami mitzrayim. So what's the pasuk referring to? Kaviyachol kilu atzmacha padisa. No, it's referring to Hashem. It's as if Hashem went through Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, like we've been talking about. As if Hashem was with us, and He also went through Kriyas Yamsuf. Period. Adkan, how do we get into this whole half an amud discussion? Right through the idea of Imo Anochi Mitzara, we got into it because of Anivahu Hoshiyana. Right, that's what the language in the Mishnah. Oso Yom Makib Nizam is Be'ach Sheva Pamim. So on Hoshana Rabbah, they went around 7 times. Amar of Acha Zecher Li Yericho. In Yericho, they also went around once for 6 days and 7 times the 7th day. So too in the Beis Hamikdash. Period. That's why there's a minhag of some shuls they blow shofar by each of the Hoshana is on Hoshana Rabbah, right? Because that connected to Yericho, they blew shofar. Okay. So exactly how they did on a weekday, they did on Shabbos. When Shabbos was the first day, when Shabbos was the 7th day. And the Mishnah said that when Shabbos was the 7th day, you did it even on Shabbos. So they did the exact same, Nihugim. Ella, except the harvesting. Ella Shahayim Malakdin or some air Shabbos. The harvesting they didn't do on Shabbos. They didn't do that night. They did it beforehand. And then they put it in these big things of gold, filled with water so that it wouldn't wilt. They wanted to keep them fresh. So they put it in there until it was time to use them. They wouldn't use regular aravos. They used to use hardened parts of the palm. Some say these were lulavs that were very hard. You left them on there and it was hardened. Or others say that it was just a different part of the palm tree. Either way, something else. V'chovten al gavei mizbeach. And then they did chibut on the mizbeach. What does chibut mean? Again, machlokas Rashi Rambam. We don't have time to read it. Rashi says wave. According to Rashi, maybe you didn't have the lashon of al gabe. Al gabe means you do it on. Maybe litside hamizbeach. That's another girsa that the Bavli has. So, but the Rambam says you bang it. V'chovten al gavei mizbeach. V'oso ayom hayinikra yom chibut charayos. It was a day of banging, according to, let's say, the Rambam. And then the next line has 2 different days. How do you read it? Do you read it like this? Miyada tinokos, from the hands of the kids, shomten es lovein v'ochlen es rogein. The gedolim took the lulavim and esrogein from the kids on this day. Why? Because there was no more mitzvah and the kids don't really own it, so it wasn't really huxel mitzvah. So that's why the gedolim took the kids esrogein to make it into esrog jelly on Hoshana Rabbah afternoon. They couldn't take their own because it was huxel mitzvah. It was huksa, it was designated for a mitzvah, but the kids' ones wasn't designated for a mitzvah, so that's what they took it. So that's miyad. That's why if you put the comma after the word tinokos. No, the other way to read it is miyad, immediately, hatinokos, shomter slovayim. The kids, threw away their lulavs and ate their esrogim. So again, the question is this showing that the issue of huksa mitzvah, so is it the carbon eda quotes, maybe it's just the ein bedavar mishum gezel because kach noagim mishum simcha. Okay. So Gemara says, Lo Amar Ela Katan, Al Gadol Lo. This is only regarding a Katan, because by a Gadol, as we just said, there's a concept of Huxel Mitzvah, so according to that reading. Lo Chein Amar Ravina B'Shem Rav Esrog Shenifso B'Yanta V'Risho Mutal Lo Achlo. What do you mean? It doesn't apply to a Gadol, but Rav says, if an Esrog becomes Pasul, you can eat it. So you see, Huxel Mitzvah, once you're done using it, you're done using it. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference between not using it and being Pasul. Amar Rav Yosa, Taman, who ain't a roy, let's say spo, achir marin, let's say spo. When Rav said, that it's pasul, so nobody, if it's not pasul, then taman ain't a roy, let's say spo, you can't use it, achirim can still use it, bram hacha, lo huva lo achirim yotzimbo. But here in the case of nifsal, nobody can use it, right? So therefore there's a difference. If something becomes pasul, okay, it's no longer hooks on the svaso. It's no longer an esrog. But if you could still use it, but you just no plan on using it, that's still huxel mitzvah, so, and therefore it would not be allowed to eat it. Period. Ha-halel, next Mishnah. Halacha hey. Ha-halel vasim chashmona, next on the list. Halel is 8 days. Halel is 8 days, including Shmi Aseres. Vahasimcha, and simcha is shlamim. Shlamim, shalmei simcha is all 8 days. This would be a big on tomorrow's daf. Ketzad, what does that mean? Malamech adam chay bekavod yantav ha'achron shel chag kashar kol yemos ha'chag. You have to have kavod for Leil Shmini Atzeres. There's also a mitzvah of simcha that night. Kishar, like all the other days of Chag, and we'll see in the Gemara the limud for this. So we'll talk about Sukkah. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. Sukkah is for 7 days, right? We said that in the seven, even though Simcha and Halal is eight. Gamar Melocha Lo Yatar Sukkasa. What does it mean? Seven through Hoshana Rabbah. If you finish eating on Hoshana Rabbah, don't take down your Sukkah. Right, because every second, maybe you want to eat something. It's still a sukkis. Lo yatra sukkah. So avol moradu as a kalim and michal lemalon. But if you're going to eat inside, right, assuming this is in Eretz Yisrael, therefore you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres Hashana Rabbah. So you can bring down the kalim, bring down all of your nice kalim that you can use for Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres inside the house. Bishul kavod yantav achron. Late in the day, you can bring it. Obviously, in Chutz Laaretz, you don't do this because you have an extra day. You're sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Tani, Shmona Asar Yom Balayla Echad Koran Benes Ahalo B'chol Shana. Right? 18 days. You say full, what we call full Hallel. Shmona Simi Achag, Shmona Simi Chanukah. 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah. Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, V'yom Tov Arishon Shal Pesach, V'Leilo. So, 8 and 8, and Shavuos and Pesach, first day, and the night of Pesach, that's not counted in the 18 days, that's a separate one. So maybe we'll start with that, talking about the special halacha of Hallel at the Seder, and we'll get into more halachas of Shlamim, and Nisach HaMayim, and other related issues as we continue here in Perek Lulav Arava.